Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's a new fruit dropping, baby.
Ooh, what are we getting?
Just when you think you've put every kind of fruit in your mouth, you're wrong.
I'm a big fruit guy, buddy.
Cornell University is about to hook you up. That is, if you're into this type of fruit.
So this is college fruit. Okay. This is like Ivy League fruit.
That's exactly what it is. You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Earlier this week, researchers at Cornell University announced there will be two new raspberry varieties on stores next year.
So, like a raspberry, just a berry.
Just the berry, the actual raspberry.
What'd they do to it?
So the two new types are called Crimson Beauty and Crimson Blush. These are almost a decade in the making. The seeds were created in 2016. The first varieties were grown in 2017. They have been testing them with local growers here in the state, and they've gotten, quote, positive feedback. Ooh. Although they don't tell us what the difference between the standard raspberry or what these raspberries are.
Like,
what
it's going to taste like?
Yeah, we don't know. You're going to have to go try yourself next year when these hit stores.
Oh, well then, why would I be? I guess if I came across this at the store, I'm like, what would push me to buy the new raspberries when I enjoy the old raspberries?
Yeah, they didn't cross it with something else and create like a new fruit.
A rapple?
I want to know like why it's different, what it tastes like. Why should I buy the new one?
Okay, it's a great question.
Right. Sell me on these new raspberries.
It's a great question. Let me turn my chair to a gentleman here.
Yeah.
Tom, you like pineapple, right?
Yes.
Why'd you try the pink pineapple?
Because they said it was really good.
So there you go.
Who's they?
The pineapple people.
Pink pineapple?
The good people in Hawaii.
So I guess they're just relying on enough people being curious enough about it to give it a try.
I mean, you're not curious enough to buy one.
I love raspberries.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's like, weird. I love like a standard raspberry. I don't know if
that's
I'm...
Also,
how is it weird that I like raspberries?
It's weird to just eat straight up raspberries.
Oh, how else would you eat them?
Like, put them in like pie or something?
No, but I put them in my yogurt. I have them with my almonds.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What, am I talking to a woman in the 1980s doing a Jane Fonda workout tape?
No, but like I get the yogurt. I put the fresh raspberries in it. And I put the...
I'm with you.
I put the raw almonds in there,
100%.
And then I mix it and I eat it. It's really good.
Yeah.
Raspberries are like the candy of fruit.
Sure.
Yeah, like blackberries and raspberries are delicious.
Raspberries are the candy of fruit. All fruit is the candy of fruit.
No, raspberries.
So you don't eat like that kind of fruit, like strawberries and blueberries?
All right, so like my wife is in charge of my fruit sale in the morning. Yeah, I said it.
Okay, Mike.
In charge.
My wife insisted, I told you, I was making myself eggs forever for breakfast, and she told me no more. Because
you have a heart attack.
That's what she was afraid of, even though every 2 weeks it's different about eggs. So she started making me fruit salad. So normally I just want watermelon. I love watermelon. Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, she'll make me like an actual fruit salad. And sometimes there's raspberries in there. But I don't like eating plain raspberries.
Oh, that's weird.
What kind of fruit do you eat in your fruit salad?
Watermelon, grapes.
All right. It's pretty standard.
It's what I like.
Strawberry?
I'll eat a strawberry. I don't love strawberry. I'll eat it.
What? A lot of people are allergic. I understand that.
No, I'm not allergic. I don't love strawberries. Like, I wouldn't sit around. If there was like a bucket of strawberries here, I wouldn't.
Oh my God, crazy. They're delicious.
I know. Yeah. It's like the best kind of fruit.
How did you lose weight?
What are you talking about? I ate watermelon and grapes and bananas.
All right.
That's a weird combination.
Yeah, it really is.
Why is that weird?
Grapes, and bananas.
It's very tropical. And then
I understand too, like, you were never exposed to fruit until... You met your wife.
No, that's a real thing. We did not. I don't remember ever having fruits and vegetables.
So you should now expand your palate on the fruit.
I've tried. I don't like it. What do you want from me?
But you gotta give it a chance.
I gotta force myself to eat raspberries until I like raspberries.
I can imagine spitting out a raspberry.
I don't spit it out. I'll eat it.
By the way, they're a fortune.
Well, imagine how expensive these are going to be. 10 years in the making, raspberries.
Yeah.
So, like, I am curious with Cornell creating these two new types of raspberries, Crimson Beauty and Crimson Blush, which will be available on store shelves next year. Is it all trial and error? Like, you just start mixing stuff together and hope it tastes good?
And why? Mm. You know what I mean? Like, is there a purpose? Is there, like, environmental purpose for creating a new type of raspberry? Is this just like a, hey, let's see what tastes better kind of thing?
Could be that. I mean, they are an agricultural Ivy League school.
Right. This is how they come up with new items.
Yeah.
I just was wondering, like, why, you know, mess with the raspberry?
Well, you took a shot in the dark and said that Cornell invented the Honeycrisp apple.
They didn't. But they did.
But somebody had to figure out how to grow, like, seedless watermelons and blood oranges. I mean, they had to do all that stuff.
Wait, blood oranges aren't, like, a natural thing?
I thought they were done in like they crossbred like
blood oranges. And oranges. They took oranges.
Two different
blood.
Types. Yeah,
Dracula's house. You know, Dracula had a house, you know, in Sarasota. You know, in the off season.
Which is weird because it's so sunny there. You
I want to suck your orange. No, they're very good.
Boo.
What boo?
You don't like boo.
Look at seedless cucumbers.
They have seedless cucumbers?
Yeah. Ask your mom. I started coming out of BJ's with a pallet.
Don't even like salad.
I don't even know why the seeds would matter if we're going to go down that road. The seeds wouldn't matter. They're encased in the cucumber. Like, doesn't even make sense.
She likes a smooth ride.
Shut up. They're inside. Shut up. Shut up. Can I ask a stupid question, what? Potentially? Yeah. All right, so you brought up the like bread, watermelon, and cucumbers to be seedless. Mm. How do you get more of those?
That I don't know.
No, that's a serious question.
Yeah, where do you grow the seeds to get the seedless?
Yeah, because like I eat seedless watermelon right. every morning. How do you get more seedless watermelon? They don't have seeds.
I guess they got to go back to the process.
Well, no, that doesn't make any sense. Go back to the process. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Where do the seeds come from of a seed?
It probably comes from watermelons with seeds.
No, but those would be seedy watermelon. Okay, yeah. Like I'm glad you made us sound dumber. Thank you.
Because you got a big, fat, seedless melon.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're going to make more of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But you need seeds.
Yeah.
Where do seeds go, and how come they ain't in this melon?
That's what I'm asking.
Well,
that's
why you got to go to Cornell. Watermelon, does it develop seeds, but you pick it?
No,
before
you cut the watermelon.
Before the seeds develop, maybe?
Before they mature?
I have no idea.
Kimmy, can you Google where we get seeds for seedless watermelons? How would we
and
not
cucumbers,
know
too, man.
Well, it would probably be the same process.
No, but those cucumbers are big, man. They're like that big.
You know, you're talking a lot about giant seedless cucumbers.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, like, I was going to let it go. But like, you keep bringing it back around again. I just don't understand. Do you eat cucumbers a lot?
No. But I occasionally get them in salads and stuff.
Okay.
I'm not anti-cuke.
I also don't get the cucumber either. Hey, you want to taste nothing? Try a cucumber.
Well, they kind of add a little something to a salad.
No, they don't.
Again, how did you lose weight?
It's like, hey, you like crunchy air? Try a cucumber. My father-in-law, you know, he's off the island Jamaican.
Mm. Do they eat a lot of cucumbers?
I don't know if they eat it there, but he loves cucumbers. He will make what's called cucumber water. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, they sell it at Wegmans sometimes. It's just like sliced cucumbers sitting in water.
Yeah,
right?
And like, even though cucumbers taste like nothing, it somehow makes the water taste worse.
Well, it makes it taint like a lettuce or something.
Makes it taint like a lettuce. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, he's paid to talk. Makes it taint like a lettuce.
It tastes like a lettuce.
Tommy Tutai. Wookin Penub, Tommy Bule. Kimmy, where do we get seeds for seedless watermelon?
This is going to confuse you even
more. Here we go. Here we go.
So it has to do with the number of chromosomes in the watermelon. So you cross watermelon lines to produce plants that have an odd number of chromosomes, because the odd number of chromosomes, plants are sterile and do not produce mature seeds.
So how do we get the seeds then?
Because you're crossing it with a watermelon that does have seeds. So it's like it's a hybrid watermelon.
So how do we get more of them?
We don't.
Because they can grow with, I guess, watermelons that have seeds.
How do you know which ones have seeds and don't have seeds?
Well, that's why you got to ask. That's Cornell, man.
Who knew?
It just says the trick is that they cross two watermelons that are genetically different enough, resulting in the hybrid plant that is sterile.
You know, not to
so
sound,
your guess is as good as mine.
Not to sound like Willie Nelson, but I don't think we give farmers enough credit for what they do.
I know.
Because it's straight up science,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, sure it is.
And I'm not talking like my wife who's like growing stuff in the backyard.
No, but it's like, yeah.
Like, I mean, one
it's pretty technical.
Seriously,
mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I mean, there's this idea of like people that do that kind of work where it's just like, oh, they do it because they're big and strong. And no, you got to be.
Yeah, no, you're trapped.
That's what I'm saying,
man.
That's science and math. And I'm not smart enough to even figure out where this watermelon's
come from. I still don't get it.
Well, yeah, we know you don't get it. We're talking melons.
I love how you said researching it.
I am.
You just Googled it.
No, I know, but there's
just
a lot of.
Combing over encyclopedias. Hold on, get Cornell on the phone. Hi, it's Kimmy. Yes, Kimmy from the break.
Pretty much the same thing.
Put me through. All right, so if you would like your shot at these brand new raspberries that Cornell is dropping,
yeah,
next year they will be on store shelves. And
I gotta check them out; they're not too pricey.
Yeah, man, you bought a $13 pineapple
once. I never heard the end of it.
Yeah, because you bought a $13 pineapple
See?
On Thanksgiving.